Hey, when Gatorade has a commercial, they always have like a guy playing sports. I don't think you have to like be playing sports and sweating to enjoy a Gatorade. I just think you can be a thirsty dude. Gatorade forgets about this demographic. I'm thirsty for absolutely no reason. Other than the fact that liquid has not touched my lips for some time. Can I have a Gatorade too, or does that lightning bolt mean no?
Hi, this is Erica Scott, and I'm a big-ass runner originally from Pennsylvania, but now from Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome to the Big Ass Runner podcast, where we entertain and encourage trail runners from all over the world. And now here's your fantastic host, Jeff Harrell.
Well, thank you, Erica. You are fantastic as well. And as Erica said, this is the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast. My name is Jeff Harrell. This is episode number 152. We actually have a theme for today's episode. Summer is upon us. In fact, we're 1 week away from Memorial Day, if you're listening to this on Monday anyway. And so we have a summertime theme. In segment number one, we're going to talk about running in the heat. I asked the Big Ass Runner Herd to share some of their best advice. I'm going to do that, as well as some things I've learned from Coach Greg and others along the way. So we will share that, running in the heat, in segment number one. And in segment number two, we're going to talk about summertime songs. Now, we don't promote listening to music while you run, but sometimes you do it. I've been doing that more since I've been on my running streak, running through the streets of my neighborhood. And we will talk about summertime songs because there's lists out there that say, here, you're the best ones. Those lists are wrong. I have the list here. I also asked you guys for some of your feedback as well, so I will share that. But first, a couple of things. One is, this weekend, by the time you listen to this, it will have already happened, but this weekend is my first trail race since the surgery. I am running at Possum's Revenge. It is an amazing race put on by our great partners at Blaze Trails. And I'm very excited about this. It's always a great weekend. I've not actually run this race before. I was there last year supporting Steven. Steven Pritt ran it last year. He is running the 17 miler this year. Our buddy Henry's running as well. I'm doing the 8 mile. My longest run since surgery is 5 miles, so I feel like 8 will push me a little bit, but not too far. But we'll have lots of friends of the show out at Lake Possum Kingdom. I think that's what it's called. Possum Kingdom Lake, maybe. I don't know. But it's a good time. The possums are ticked off. They're getting their revenge. Hopefully not on the runners this weekend, but they're getting revenge on somebody. So that is this weekend. Go to blazetrails.com. By the time you hear this, it's too late for the Possum's Revenge, but there's lots of great races that they're putting on through the rest of this year. And remember, Lake Murray, we're doing a Big Ass Runner official meetup. I've already heard from several listeners all over the country that are coming in for it. It's going to be awesome. So check it out, blazetrails.com. Chris and Ann Barnwell are awesome. We love them. We'll see them this weekend. So that's one thing. And the second thing is, a lot of people ask about where the name Big Ass Runner came from. I've told the story many times. It's when I picked up my bib for my first marathon and it said Clydesdale. And I said, those are those big ass horses. I must be a big ass runner. Well, I have come across a clip, and this is from a Finnish comedian. By the way, we are huge in Finland. Huge in Finland, just like Latvia. I don't know what's going on in those countries, but they love the Big Ass Runner. And I came across this comedian from Finland named Ismo. He is actually here in the States now, but he talks about learning the English language, and he talks about the word ass. And you guys are going to enjoy this. Have a little chuckle. Have a little fun as we run into the summer, pun intended. And again, he's going to talk about why learning English is so difficult, and particularly this word.
We're always learning, but I think the language still has been the most difficult part, because I studied English for years and I thought I know English, but then I moved to America. Turns out, no. Like, I didn't really know it, like all the things. Like, I think the hardest word to truly master has been the word ass. Ass. I thought it's really easy. It means a butt. But no. Like yes, yeah, sometimes it can mean a butt, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, there are so many meanings to the word ass. I think it's the most complicated word in English. I've been trying to write a whole dictionary about just ass. There's so many. Like, for example, lazy ass. That means lazy. Like my lazy ass husband, it's the same sentence without the ass. The ass is just optional there. It's and long ass means long. Like a long ass flight. So long flight. But if you want to make it longer, you can add ass. And my definite favorite one, a grown-ass man. It turns out it means a grown man. The entire man has grown. Not only his ass. So I learned that you can just add ass to anything. And then it sounds a little bit cooler. Like anything. I just bought this blue-ass shirt. Oh, thank you. That was some good-ass meatballs. Anything. But you have to be careful, because sometimes if you add ass to something, it can actually reverse the meaning of the original word. Like, for example, bad ass. That's good. Like, bad is bad, but bad ass is good. But not always. Like, dumb ass is still dumb. So how can you know? You have to know specifically which ones are flipped. And then there's the concept of your ass. And your ass, that means like yourself. Like move your ass. That's like move everything. Like, move your ass and the rest of your body. And like everything. If you have a car, that's included in the ass. All of them, same direction, just move. So your ass means yourself plus all you have. But my ass, that means like, no. Like, if I say that, wow, this car is really fast, and you say, oh, fast, my ass. So it means like, no. It's not fast. And to make it even more complicated, ass can be divided. Like, 'cause if you are an ass, that means that you're being stupid. But if you're half-assed, then it means that you are not concentrating properly. And if you go even smaller, if you are a piece of ass, then you are beautiful. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Well, I hope you had a little chuckle there from our friend Ismo from Finland. Shout out to those in Finland listening and in Latvia, of course. Well, with that, let's get going on episode number 152 of The Big Ass Runner.
Summertime and the living's easy. So pop up on the microphone, Ross MG. All the people in the dance shall agree that we will qualify the rappers in the LBC. Me and Louis run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets harder. Ooh. Me and my girl have got this relationship.
Well, summer is here, and even here in Texas, it's been a little mild, but it's been very humid. And running in the heat is certainly different than running in other conditions. Definitely want to take a little bit more care and thought. Not that you don't want to do that all the time, but planning to run in the heat is a whole different set of considerations. And I actually reached out to the Big Ass Runner Herd to get your best advice on running in the heat. Well, here we go. We got lots of feedback. So amazing. Our friend Tom Monty. Thanks, Tom, for sharing your best advice, which is slow and steady. Yeah, running in the heat, it's okay to slow down. In fact, it's probably a good idea. And in fact, you tend to run slower in the heat. We like to compare our paces. We like to see how we're doing compared to other runs. Strava gives us that matched run data. But we got to remember, in the heat, slow it down a little bit. Get out there and do it. Be smart, slow, and steady. Thank you, Tom. Our friend Sam, he is Sandal Running Sam, says, breathe through your nose, take water, wear less clothes, and more sunscreen. All good advice. Breathe through your nose. Kind of forces you to slow down a little bit so you can keep that heart rate down. Take water. Make sure you hydrate. Wear less clothes and more sunscreen. All good advice, Sam. Our buddy Moose, he says some pre-run hydration with electrolytes an hour before has worked well for me. I think I've shared this on the show before, but I don't know what it is, but I have a hard time hydrating throughout the day. I got one of those big Stanley mugs that everyone's got because I had to think I was cool like that, thinking that would help. And what I found is you actually have to fill it up and drink it every day. I thought it would just magically happen, like all the Spanish-speaking Rosetta Stones I bought and just thought I would, by buying it, I would know Spanish. You actually have to do it. I got to get after that. But yes, hydrating, getting some electrolytes in is a good idea when running in the heat. Or our friend Kim Endo. By the way, Kim just finished second overall, first female in a race recently that she had DNF'd the year before, missed the course record by something like 40 seconds. Kim's amazing. She may have, because I know it was a pretty hot race, she may have done this very thing that she's recommending here, which is ice in the arm sleeves at the top and at the wrist and ice in a sports bra. Good advice. Keeping that core cooled off, keeping the arms cooled off.
I'm afraid that my condition has left me cold.
Great idea for dealing with and running in the heat. Our friend Mo, Runstoppable Mo, says, don't. Running is stupid. But then she says, kidding. She's putting on her best Marcy Baser. Kidding. I fill my water pack with ice. So having cold water at your disposal, great idea. I don't think to put ice in my pack. I put it like Kim does in her, I don't wear a sports bra, but if I did, I'd put it in that. I put it in my shirt.
It's called the bro.
Or the Manzier.
Yeah, but I prefer the bro.
I like Manzier.
Put it in my cap. Arm sleeves is a great idea too. Keep the sun off of you. Did that in Phoenix when we did the Black Canyon. Definitely use the arm sleeves and definitely put ice in them. It was a game changer. In fact, our friend Mike McLean says long sleeves. Keep that sun off. I love that. So it probably depends on where you are in the world. Do you want to go less clothes like Sandal Running Sam or add some sleeves like our friend Mike? Probably depends on time of day, where you are in the world. Is the sun out? Et cetera, et cetera. Our friend Jay Stansel, run as early in the day as you can. Don't worry about pace because heat makes you work harder. Great advice. Yeah, I think this summer I'm going to try to run early in the morning. And then maybe because I'm starting my training June 1st. So I'm thinking of running in the morning. And then when I want to do weights or a second run, do that in the evening. But run early is a good idea. The heat does make you work harder. Be careful of those heart rates during the summer. He also adds, and hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Great advice. Our friend Bill. Bill is at Run Bill Run, has the same advice as Jay. Run early. Get out that run early. I love mornings. I love mornings with coffee and quiet times, what I usually do, but I need to start running early. That's just something I need to do, especially in the summer. Our friend Stephen Holgate says, combination of all what we've heard, slow down, go early, carry water, train in it, adapt, maybe weigh in and compare. Yeah, that's interesting you say that, Stephen, because I was just talking with Eve Pearson today. I was chatting with her about my nutrition or lack thereof. She is so good, by the way. If you need some nutrition help, Eve Pearson at NutriWorks is awesome. But she's going to do a sweat test. So I'm going to run for an hour. I'm going to weigh before and after and compare and see what hydration changes I need to make. And so, yeah, it's a good idea to pay attention to this stuff and just be aware. I love that, Steven. Our friend Steve Anderson, he's at Prescott Endurance.
Get your copy of So Many Steves.
Ice bandana around the neck. Got to try that one. I love that one. I think the cold, the ice.
Stay cool, bird boy.
Push her on the neck's probably refreshing. So good. Well, Half Marathon Mary, electrolytes before and during. Absolutely. Thank you, Half Marathon Mary. Our friend Laurie Diamond. Similar to Steve, and they're in different parts of the world, so they didn't cheat off each other. Ice bandana as well.
Talk about your cold shoulder.
I love that. I wonder if you could wet a bandana, throw it in the freezer, put it on when you take off. I don't know if that'd work or not. Maybe it wouldn't last very long. Who knows? Our friend Michelle Baker, she's at AKMTN Mother Runner. Slow down. Love it, love it. Our friend Coach Melody, she's at the Pine Tree Runner. Cooling towels. This is similar to my thought about the ice bandana. I got to look into this. Cooling towels. And then there is no finish line. DCB, this is our friend Darren, one of the owners of the Trailhead Run Supply. Drink. Drink, drink, drink. Hydrate. Kyle Askew, he's at Waiting Through Life on the Instagram. Go early or go late. Yep. I'm going to put that into practice midday. If I do anything midday, it'll probably be weights at the 24-hour gym. So we will give that a whirl. And last but not least, Erica. She's at Erica Turtle Pace Runner. Run at a slower pace. Hydrate, hydrate. Hydrate. All excellent advice. I think if I was going to sum it up, hydration, super important. Making sure you get your electrolytes.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So now when we did a video with Eve Pearson, if you go to the YouTube channel, when we run, we actually lose salt of the electrolytes. There's three. She explains it way better than I can. But making sure you're getting that salt intake while running, because that's what you're losing, is important. I think keeping the core cooled off.
All right, everyone, chill.
Slowing the pace. Not being afraid to train in the heat, but making sure that you're being smart while doing it. And depending on your training volume, making sure you're also running early, running late. Keeping water on you or close by. I know Coach Greg will, when he's out at Irwin Park, will make sure he's got his vehicle as an aid station and is going by that quite often so he can stay hydrated and cooled off. Sleeves, ice, cooling towels, being smart, care about you guys, care about the Big Ass Runner herd. I want you to be safe this summer once you get your training in, but want to do it wisely. So hopefully that was helpful. Thank you all for your great input, the Big Ass Runner herd, for running in the heat. Hope that was helpful. That is running in the heat. Well, I'd like to give a quick shout out to one of our partners, and that is Janji, JANJI.com. They are amazing, and I had their rain jacket well before the partnership, and that's why we wanted to partner with them, is because we only partner with those companies we love that are in the trail running space, and we use their products. So if you're looking to update your rain jacket, if you're a female runner looking for some women's attire, Marcy Baser is loving. She's actually thinking about running her Janji. Her Janji apparel. So check it out. J-A-N-J-I, Janji. In fact, they just released some limited run gear. Janji.com. Use the code BAR15 for 15% off. 15% off. Amazing. Janji.com. Well, as we mentioned before, it is summertime. At least we're really, really close. I feel like Memorial Day is the kickoff for summer. I don't know when the official summer starts. I think it's already done that. But when you think of summertime, you think of music. Now, we don't advocate for listening to music while trail running. We actually like to be aware of our surroundings, hear our surroundings. But some of us run with music. Some of us run with podcasts. I've been doing more of that since the running streak. I've been listening to more podcasts and music while I'm running. And I got to thinking, what are the best summertime songs? So I asked the Big Ass Runner herd, and then I created my own list. I had the data scientists do some research as well. They clearly aren't into music, because I'll share with you some of the things they told me. Controversial. But here are some of the things that you shared with me. Erica Turtle Pace Runner says Tacones Rojos by Sebastian Yatra. Not heard of either one, the artist or the song, and I feel like I'm not nearly as hip as you guys are. I need to check this out. Tacones Rojos by Sebastian Yatra. There you go. There's one submission. Katie Jane 85 says In the Summertime by Thirsty Merc. Now, I had a friend growing up named Merc. Don't know if he was thirsty. I'm sure he was thirsty from time to time. I'm not familiar with this Thirsty Merc, but I feel like I need to check it out. In the Summertime by Thirsty Merc. Half Marathon Mary says Sheesh by The Surfaces. Haven't heard of this either. Why am I so behind the times? I don't know, but I need to get going, apparently. I feel like I've got a diverse musical taste, but apparently it's not as wide as I thought. Maybe I'm stuck in the 70s, 80s. I don't know. We'll broaden the horizons. Well, our friend Monica Lawrence finally has one that I've heard of, School's Out for Summer. Does this make my list? We'll find out later. Alice Cooper, of course. Stephen Holgate, In the Summertime, the same title as Katie Jane's, but this is by Mungo Jerry. Don't know who Mungo Jerry is, but I feel like I need to check it out. I trust both Erica, Katie, and Steven's recommendation. Need to broaden the horizons. Well, Moose, our friend Moose, has a couple here. School's Out, we just heard that one. He also nominates that, Alice Cooper. And another one I've heard of, Vacation by the Go-Go's. Vacation by the Go-Go's. And our friend Eve Pearson, I mentioned Eve a second ago. She shared Toes. I think that's the actual name of the song. The Toes in the Sand song by Zac Brown. That's a good one. I like me some Zac Brown. It definitely gives you that beachy, sit by the pool kind of vibe. I like that. I asked the data scientist to share a list with me. And they went back to their data warehouse. They started running some data things. I don't even know what they're called. Scenarios, algorithms. They're throwing out words like big data and fuzzy algorithm. What's a fuzzy algorithm? Greedy out. They're throwing these things out, regression testing, all this stuff. And I said, look, I just need a list of what you think statistically are the top 10 summertime songs. And they said, El Jefe, it's super easy. You just ask ChatGPT. I said, really? So that's what I did. And here's the list that ChatGPT gave me. And I'm going to tell you what, I think ChatGPT got it wrong. There's only one song on here that I have as the definitive list of top 10 summertime songs. But let's go through here, see if you guys agree. Number 10, Dancing in the Street by Martha and the Vandellas. So this is the ChatGPT list. Okay, Dancing in the Street, I just don't think of that as a summertime song. I think they got it wrong. Number 9, Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Okay, I can see that. Happy by Pharrell Williams. Is it Pharrell? Pharrell. I don't know. I should know, but I don't know. Happy by Pharrell Williams. That's number 8. Number 7, All Summer Long by Kid Rock. This next one I have a huge problem with, because it's bro country. Gag, Cruise by Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly. 5, I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Is that a summertime song? You eat black eyed peas on New Year's Day. I don't think that's a summertime song. Number 4, Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell Williams. Now, Robin Thicke, I don't know that much about. I think his dad was on Family Ties, wasn't he, or something? Alan Thicke. Blurred Line, don't know that one, but that's what they got. I haven't heard any Beach Boys. I haven't heard any Christopher. What's going on here? Number 3, California Girls. Okay, finally, Beach Boys. No! By Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg? Number 2, Hot and Hurra. It's outspelled HOTNHERRE by Nelly. I feel so old. And number 1, Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. What do you guys think of the list? That's the ChatGPT list. I'm going to say I don't think ChatGPT got it right. How about that, robots? I don't think you got that right at all. And so I'm going to share with you my list. Now, here's some that did not make the list, because I looked at some other things, some other lists, and I just couldn't find one that was right. But here's some that appeared on lists, and I'm like, I'm scratching my head. I don't understand. One is Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band. First of all, as a kid, you're singing along that song. You have no idea. Then as an adult, you're like, what's that song about? Hello. I don't understand how that is a summertime song. Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band, the epitome of a one-hit wonder. Also appearing on many lists, Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. Not sure how that's a summer song. Here's one that I can maybe see, but I hate this song so much. You may like this song. You've heard it. It's called Escape, but you know it by the Pina Colada song. If you like Pina Colada and getting caught in that whole... Another one-hit wonder, Rupert Holmes. I hate that song just because I hate what it's about.
Looks like there's going to be a brawl. You playing something good?
Hell yeah! Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man, G7!
You just hit G8.
If you like Pina Coladas,
bring it out
in the rain.
I just don't like what it's about. All right, here's one. I'm like, oh, I've heard of this one. Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. No, that's by Bananarama. You can't... Taylor Swift has a Cruel Summer? I'm sure it's a great song. I'm not a Taylor Swift hater, by the way. I think she's super, super talented. She can have the world, but you can't have my Bananarama song. Can't have it. I don't think it's the same song. Don't know. Don't care. It's not on my list. Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. Again, another one hit. There's not one hit wonders on this list. I just find that song a beating. Just don't like it. It's good the first couple times, but it's just a beating now for me. And one that could make the list, and this is a little controversial. I love his voice, but I love him with his band and not as a solo act. And that's Boys of Summer by Don Henley. I love Don Henley with the Eagles. I just don't like his solo stuff that much. So those didn't make the list. What did make the list? Well, I have a top 11. So ladies and gentlemen, get ready. The definitive summer top 11 list of songs, summertime songs, in reverse order. Number 11, Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. Summer breeze makes me feel right. Great song. Makes you put you in the summertime mood. Summer breeze. We kind of need a breeze during the summer. So hot. Number 11 is Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft. Number 10. This, you may scratch your head a little on this one, but just think about it. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Don't think of the Beatles as a summertime kind of band. But Here Comes the Sun, just fun, light, makes you think of the sunrise and the summertime. Here Comes the Sun, coming in at number 10. Number 9, here's where we have the real Cruel Summer by Bananarama. I just like saying Bananarama. It's fun to say. I think a one-hit wonder. I can't think of another song they did. Cruel, Cruel Summer. Number 9.
What you mean?
Nothing. I'm sure Operation Banana Ram will be huge.
What are you saying?
If you...
Number 8. Beach Boys make an appearance. This could be a little controversial because you could go any direction with the Beach Boys. But I just like Kokomo a lot. It's one of their later hits. In fact, they did it, I believe, for the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise. But coming in at number 8. Kokomo by the Beach Boys. Number 7. Saturday in the Park. 4th of July. Chicago. Great song. Classic. Number 7. Saturday in the Park. Number 6. Several of you guys said this one. School's Out for Summer. Alice Cooper. Good one. Good song. Makes you think of School's Out, obviously. Alice Cooper. Number 5. This also was recommended by Moose, I believe. Vacation by the Go-Go's. Love me some summertime vacation. You know, we're doing a staycation this year because we're paying for a wedding in December. So all the kids are coming home to our house. We're going to do 1 week of bowling and fun and pool time and go to a baseball game. It's going to be fun. Really looking forward to that. What is your summer plans? Are you going on vacation? Well, if you are, play the Go-Go's. Vacation comes in at number 5. Number 4, what could it be? It did appear on the ChatGPT list, Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. I saw Bryan Adams in 1983 with Journey. Amazing. Number 4, Summer of 69. Number 3, what could it be? Number 3, Richard Marx with the Endless Summer Nights. Kind of a surprise. I didn't think I'd put it this high. But if you listen to that song, solid, solid song. Number 2, you knew I had to do it. Little John Travolta, little Olivia Newton-John. Summer Nights from Grease. Sandy. Such a good song. So what's number 1? What is the best summertime song? Just picture yourself. You're in Timmy Time's boat. He's driving you through the lake. Or you're sitting by the pool, by the beach, or in your sailboat. Whatever you're doing. Sailing by Christopher Cross. My opinion, the best summertime song. Sailing by Christopher Cross. Well, you guys are probably yelling right now at me like, that's ridiculous, or that's the best list I've ever heard, or somewhere in between. Let me know, what is your thoughts on this definitive list? How does it compare to the ChatGPT? Did the robots win? Did the Clydesdale win? Who has the best list of summertime songs? Well, hope you enjoyed that. Hope you have a great summer. Summer is so much fun. You got kids are off school. You're heading off to vacations. You're trying to get your training in as well. You're planning your calendars for the fall. Just a lot of fun. You'll find Marcy Baser at the lake. So much fun. Hope you enjoyed that. That's a little bit of summertime songs. Well, believe it or not, that is the end of episode number 152 of The Big Ass Runner. Thank you for listening. Thanks to our two sponsors I mentioned today, Blaze Trails and Johnji.com. Just both great partners. So thankful for their support of the show. And thank you for listening. We've got some incredible things planned. In fact, a little teaser for next week. You may want to tune in. Got a very special episode next week. And big thanks, as always, to our amazing audio engineer, Steve Summertime Saunders.
We're not worthy!
Well, with that, get out there, hit those trails, and keep running your asses off. The possums are ticked off. They are getting their revenge. Good Lord. In fact, they just released some limited run gear.